It's electric. Oh, gas. No break. Kadarius Toney.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What bad ankle. He is limping back to the huddle. Don't underestimate how tough Patrick Mahomes is. The Lombardi Trophy has a red and gold reflection.
We're going to celebrate this right here, baby.
What does the moment mean to you, Andy?
It means a lot. I could kiss you right now, but I'm not going to do that.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NFL rules analyst Mike Pereira. Coming up, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host Chris Long. And now... it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on the home of the Rich Eisen Show, the Roku channel. What am I saying? All I'm saying is that I am back here in this chair. I am so sleep deprived. You have no earthly idea. But we're back here on the Roku channel in Los Angeles. I think that's what I was trying to say. What a great week in Arizona we had. Yeah, we're back here on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs. We're back here on Amazon Fire TV, the Roku app, the RokuChannel.com. This Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate. We've got a whole bunch of shows still to go. We just spoke to Mike Pereira, the lead rules analyst on Fox. He was in the booth last night. We talked all about the holding call on James Bradbury and how that affected the final score, clearly. We are also going to have Overreaction Monday coming up, but the rest of the show after the conversation we're about to have is about you. 844-204, it's number to dial. Get in well. The getting is good. Loved talking to this guy all season long and in his usual Monday spot here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off of Super Bowl 57, is a man who won the Super Bowl as a Philadelphia Eagle, one of his two championships. The other one came in a Super Bowl that was... prior to last night, the only Super Bowl in which a team that trailed by 10 or more points at halftime actually came back to win. Those teams are now trailing by 10 or more points at halftime, 2-26 in the history of the Super Bowl. Chris Long, the host of Greenlight Podcast, back here on the program. How are you doing, Chris?
What's up, Rich? Do you take any naps, man? Maybe it's a nap day.
I don't nap all that well. And if I do, it's like 10 minutes and done. That's it.
Man, you're missing out. You're missing out. As you can hear from my voice, I spent the week in Phoenix as well.
Fantastic. Let's jump into it, Chris Long. Your opinion of Super Bowl 57 overall. What do you got for me on that?
Man, there was a moment, Rich, in the fourth quarter where I thought to myself, this is the greatest Super Bowl of all time, right? And the way it ended was certainly hard to stomach, especially for Eagles fans. And, you know, for people just objectively watching the game, I know initially, you know, my reaction was maybe I didn't see an angle. Maybe Greg Olsen didn't see an angle because he had a hand in talking me into being outraged as I drove home. And, you know, I still think relative to the way the rest of the game was called, you know, that penalty was a bit ticky-tack. But by the letter of the law and certainly seeing – the freeze frame of the jersey being pulled, and more than anything, hearing James Bradbury talking in detail about, hey, you know, like, I gave it a tug to try to gain momentum, to pull myself back out to run with the wheel route. You know, it's not just the turning of Juju, but it's also, and they missed one on Juju earlier in the game. It's the using him to slingshot and catch up. And, you know, a lot of people seem to be confused. You know, inside 5 yards, you got pass interference rules, and then you have, you know, uncatchable balls. But none of that applied to this this play. And having heard, you know, James Bradbury, who deserves a lot of credit for having the fortitude to admit that, and then Nick Sirianni, who lost with class and said, hey, that's not the reason we lost the game. Jason Kelce, the whole thing. It made it a little bit easier to stomach. And it was still one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. And I think the offensive lines deserve a lot of credit for that because both quarterbacks were clean and you were able to see them work their magic. I mean, they were both sensational. Jalen Hurts wins that game. He's the MVP. So it was a great game, but in the end, the two things that I worried about kind of played out. It was Patrick Mahomes' greatness, and it was Andy Reid, not only with a bye week, but with 30 minutes to kind of come up with the first 15 and a game plan for the second half and to come out there and run the football and protect Mahomes obviously the stuff with the motion at the end of the game, which I'm sure we'll talk about, was huge. Andy Heck deserves a lot of credit. He's the run game coordinator in Kansas City. He was the coach that, you know, I've known him since he recruited me at UVA. He coached my brother Kyle. He's a hell of a coach. They won that thing up front.
They did, and you know, I just mentioned at the end of our first hour the stat that hardly anybody's talking about that tells the full story is Hassan Reddick, who is a wrecking machine against San Francisco and has been the leader of a full unit wrecking machine on defense. One tackle, no sacks. They didn't sack Mahomes last night. In the second half, he was a bit of a sitting duck. And so you mentioned the motions and the plays and the fact that Tony's wide open and Sky Moore is wide open. And Juju Smith was running a similar route that he got held on at the end of the game. What did you see that Reed and Bieniemy and everyone on offense was able to dial up in the second half to have a different effect, Chris?
Well, they continue to run the ball. I mean, they stretched edges. They stressed the front with that. I mean, like, the entire game, I thought they deserve a lot of credit, excuse me, for getting the ball out. I mean, like, you know, anytime you see a great rusher like that, and Andrew Wiley deserves a lot of credit. I thought that was a mismatch. He proved otherwise. I mean, he hung in there. He did a great job at the top of the rush in trying to push Reddick by. He kind of turned a lot of these pass sets into run blocks at the top of the rush and just tried to carve him out of there. You know, they I think this was the quickest they had gotten the ball out in a while. You know, they had a ton of play. Over 56% of their pass plays were under 2.5 seconds. So that shot clock was quick for the rushers. And when it wasn't, they matched up. They did play action. You know, they chipped Hassan Reddick a ton. And then also the surface. I mean, you know, like a lot of people are complaining about the call affecting the game. I think the surface affected the way the game played out. I'm not saying it would have necessarily benefited the Eagles, but you know, these rushers kind of have to change the way they rush a little bit. People were slipping early in the game. I mean, Willie Gay is trying to pick up Devontae Smith on the crosser earlier. He sticks his foot in the ground, and he's slipping, and you can kind of tell the rushers are slipping. Kelsey's slipping, trying to celebrate a touchdown. I thought they did a really nice job in the screen game as well. And, you know, like little things like Creed Humphrey blocking up Jordan Davis on the decisive scramble of the game. You know, Jordan's the balance-up guy, and he's given up 100 pounds to Jordan Davis, but he's able to stay on him, and Mahomes is able to, you know, squeak out and run into the red zone there and effectively ice the game. So the front deserves a lot of credit, but what they do is, you know, they game plan, and they go back to week four, and, you know, I think it was Kadarius Toney's first touchdown as a chief, or there was a play they ran jet sweep with Kadarius Toney on his first touchdown, so that helped set it up. But then also week four, I think they had pointed to a play when the Eagles played the Jaguars, and Jamal Agnew had run a similar play with a different result, and they saw the way that they were kind of like shifting their secondary responsibilities. I think it's called a banjo. I used to hear guys scream it all the time in the red zone and places like that behind me. But basically, when these guys go in motion, as you saw with Darius Slay, he's going to replace the safety, and the safety is going to run to out leverage the guy who's in motion in case of jet sweep, or, you know, he's got to pick him up in coverage. Well, Slay kind of reset that play, and obviously the motion comes right back out. And you know, it's a touchdown, and the unforgivable part is it happens again the very next possession after the Tony return, which was set up by bad special teams play, low line drive kick, and a great return. And ironically, you know, if you're a Giant fan, maybe it's not such a bad draft pick after all, because the guy beat the Eagles, right? It was a lot of, hey, we're going to do what we do. We've changed the offensive line a great deal in a calendar year, over a course of a year or two. You go into this game and you're like, oh, you'd hate to see it be a repeat of the Bucs game in the Super Bowl, and it wasn't. And then some, because they're able to run these gap scheme runs. They've got Pacheco. And I thought, you know, like, look at the two guys that scored the touchdowns at the end of the game. They weren't on this roster a calendar year ago, yeah. Tony, Sky Moore. So, you know, Sky Moore had a big punt return in the AFC Championship. You also had Pacheco playing a huge role. So, you know, Tyreek Hill leaves. Juju has a big drive where he's got 3-4 catches. He ended up with 6 or 7 catches. That, you know, MVS had a huge AFC Championship. they had a lot of guys step up that haven't been a part of this ride for them. And here they are again as world champions, and Patrick Mahomes in 5 years. I mean, now I got to put him on, you know, like, he's unquestionably a top five quarterback of all time when you look at the resume and what you see on tape. I mean, he's just, to me, he's in that conversation already with a long time to go.
Well, before we get a little bit more into Mahomes, I do want to spend a couple minutes with you, Chris Long, about what Steve Spagnuolo did. It just seemed that there was a shift defensively for the Chiefs in the second half as well. What did you see he was doing that, you know, that was a huge three and out for the Eagles after the Tony touchdown, and that led to the Tony return and the Sky Moore touchdown you just referred to. They also bowed up in the red zone after they scored a touchdown to start the second half and forced the Eagles to just go for three. What did you see out of Spagnuolo?
Well, he was selective about when he brought pressure, and I thought that was smart. And, you know, I thought, you know, short of the Snead play where he kind of dropped Devontae Smith in coverage, and another thing that the Eagles did a good job of on the positive side, they did a good job with Chris Jones, and that was a play where I talked about after the AFC Championship, like, you know, when Chris Jones is not on the field, you got to take shots, and they did. But, yeah, the red zone was a huge deal, right, like on both sides of the ball. Because the Eagles, who are one of the better red zone teams in the league, you know, the Chiefs are going to go 100%, if not for that game-winning field goal. So on the other side of things, you mentioned that three and out. You mentioned the low red zone, or the red zone stop that they had. This was the kind of game where if you're sitting there on defense, you know, I want to credit Spags and the Chiefs' defense, but it's really about, you know, the bar for success is pretty low. You know, after you saw these first possessions, a couple possessions of the game, all you have to do is get a stop, right? It kind of came down to whoever's going to get a stop at some point, because the math just wouldn't add up. And, you know, for the Eagles, I think the difference was, you know, on our 2018 Super Bowl against the Patriots, like, we were able to make one big defensive play. You know, it's a very similar game, you know, when you look at it. I think we won that one 41-33 or something. This team gave up 35 points. We didn't play great in that Super Bowl defensively, but the one thing that we were able to do was get one big play. And I thought what was different in this game was, what was similar was Tom Brady got the ball out pretty quick in our Super Bowl. As you could see in those numbers, Patrick Mahomes got the ball out as well, and they leaned heavily on seven-man protection when they had to, and they chipped out. So, you know, kind of an around-the-world thing here to answer your question, but I think Spags deserves credit. I think I think the bar for success was pretty low, because all you had to do was get a stop or two in that second half, and they did that, and they created one big turnover. You know, they didn't create it necessarily, mm-hmm. because Jalen just dropped the ball, but they had Nick Bolton up in a mug look, and they go to run that QB draw, and he's right there to disrupt Jalen Hurts and make him think. And he drops the ball, and it's seven. And for a guy who played such a perfect game, that's the one big mistake. And for the Eagles, they weren't able to get those turnovers.
Chris Long here on the Rich Eisen Show. A couple more minutes left with the two-time Super Bowl champion. You mentioned Mahomes moments ago. I want to give you the floor on him. A little preview of what I'm going to say later on, because I haven't hit him specifically yet. Because I think, Chris, when it's all said and done and we look back, we'll look at Super Bowl 57 as his big moment becoming an all-time great. I truly believe it. It's the first Super Bowl in which he's played extremely well. It's the Super Bowl that made him a multiple winner. He's the first guy since Kurt Warner, ending a streak of 9 straight MVPs of the league, to play in the Super Bowl to actually win it, and ended a streak of that losing streak, and for him to do it in the first Super Bowl that Tom Brady is retired officially for good, I think we're going to look at him as the guy of the league for the rest of his career because of last night. Now I give you the floor on that, Chris.
Yeah, just the guy is really – this run, it's like folklore, man. Like, people are going to remember the ankle thing. You know, Jacksonville game, you thought maybe this was it for them. You know, he goes down and he's really hurting, and Henny enters the game, and you're just thinking, like, man, what a shame, what bad luck for him. But then he comes out in the AFC Championship game. You know, there was a stretch in the second half there where they needed his magic, and I truly believe it was him and Chris Jones willing that team to win. And then the Super Bowl, obviously, going out there and really he looked good scrambling until he got clipped there, I think, by T.J. Edwards. And, you know, at that point you're wondering, damn, did it happen again? Are we going to see Henny? He looked really bad. But then coming out in the second half, you know, that kind of Mahomes magic where you're like, oh, shoot, if you're an Eagles fan, he's walking pretty good out of the tunnel. And that first drive, I'll have this play kind of burned into my brain, him scrambling with a stiff arm on Jordan Davis just to keep him off him long enough to deliver that ball to Travis Kelce. And it's a low catch.
Yep.
It's a really tough catch. And it just encapsulates, you know, their greatness. It's like when they absolutely need to make a play, when everything seems like it's broken down, those two have been able to find each other in huge situations. And so, yeah, I think Mahomes is the face of the sport. And it's ironic because a couple weeks ago, it felt like we were doing this whole, is Joe Burrow now the face of the sport conversation. But ultimately, it comes down to these last games. And, you know, what's scary to think about is, had he had a healthy offensive line against the Bucs, maybe we're talking about three championships and three for three and that sort of thing. So Patrick Mahomes deserves a great deal of credit. And I also you couldn't have a better guy be the face of the sport. You know, he's just such a charismatic, true to himself, tough, easy to rally around guy who's just a total gamer. And his competitive nature, you know, when people talk about Michael Jordan, right, you know, you hear the folklore, you hear about he didn't like to lose in anything. You know, he's just so competitive. When Kyle went to play for the Chiefs, my brother, he talked about, you know, Patrick Mahomes in the same light, whether it was a drill, whether they were out playing golf, whether it was Flip Cup. You know, this guy wants to win every single thing that he takes on. And there's a lot of hyperbole in sports, you know, killer instinct, competitiveness. You know, this guy's the ultimate competitor. He's truly in that class, and he's a great face for the league.
Last one for you, Chris Long. Let's just linger a bit on Hurts. What a dynamite player. What an electric player. He is him too, man. I mean, he is terrific. And, you know, under the lights and the pressure, he crushed it. He absolutely crushed it. And, you know, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are a terrific duo. I sure hope Kelce sticks around, but it's easy for me to say. I'm just assuming what he puts in to play at this level and be who he still is, future Hall of Famer. It's a lot. But what do you say to Eagles fans about the future here? Because their coaching staff might be poached a bit in the next 24-48, but what do you make of this, Chris?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, it's kind of the end of an era, but the show goes on in a way. Like, because I feel like they're set at quarterback, right? Jalen Hurts was amazing. The stuff that he did with his legs and his arm, I mean, but like in the red zone, short yardage, the 2-point conversion, I thought was just totally summed up what this guy's about. You know, what this team was about, what he was about all year long. And I really wish we would have gotten to see him with a minute and 20 left on the clock trying to tie the game, mm-hmm. but it didn't go that way. The Eagles have to, you know, they have to contend with 10 free agent starters. You know, you mentioned Jason Kelce, like what's going to happen with Fletcher Cox. You know, there's this group of guys that were on that 17 team that are really special. I mean, they're going to forever go down in history as some of the most important people in Philly sports history, whether it's Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Lane Johnson, you know, Jason Kelce. That core group, I just can't wrap my head around it. For the last 4 or 5 years, since I've been out of the game, podcasts and doing this type of stuff, they've been grinding to get back where we were in 2017. Through 2019, through 2020, through, you know, the Carson stuff, through the whole thing. And to think that they were able to get back here, like, I'm trying to think the way Kelce would think. It's got to be a long, tiring run. And I hope that he doesn't make any rash decisions. I hope that nobody makes any rash decisions over the next day or two. because I can speak from experience. The only reason I came back in 2018 was the FOMO, you know, like just in case this team is back in this thing, I wouldn't be able to live with myself for the rest of my life if I missed out on that thing. So I think Kelce has got a lot to think about. Mm-hmm. I think the team has a lot to think about. You know, Shane Steichen is the Colts' next head coach. You know, Jonathan Gannon's going to be interviewing for positions, but I think there were some really great offensive minds that worked with Jalen Hurts under Shane Steichen that are going to be just fine. And there's a lot of guys in that building that you don't know their names that are going to rise through the ranks and be good coaches for that football team. So I think it's just mainly about the 10 free agents. I think it's about roster construction. I think it's about, hey, do we pay C.J. Gardner-Johnson? We obviously have to pay Jalen Hurts and that sort of thing. Howie Roseman's been a whiz at this. I think they'll be back. They have a lot to be proud of this year. They were a great football team. They just came up short.
Brother, you are the best. Seriously, I love talking to you every single week. It's been an amazing season. I can't thank you enough for doing it. And I hope you'll do this anytime and next season and beyond.
Hey, I'll be on anytime you want. This has been fun, man.
Thank you.
You know, it's been a pleasure. Rich, you're the best.
You too.
And your crew is awesome, so thank you all, too.
We feel the same way. Who's on the pod this week? What do you got? What's your Super Bowl pod? What do you got? Anybody
else? I got Joe Montana coming on. I get Wednesday. We'll have a good bit of time with Joe Montana, so check that out.
I'd love it.
On the Greenlight Pod. We had a great interview with Brian Dawkins in Phoenix, and he's just such a great guy. I mean, he's just so much energy. God, drove an hour to our Airbnb round trip to sit down for a while.
Okay.
And so, yeah, check that out. Joe Montana coming up this week. Couple Hall of Famers. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Greenlight with Chris Long. You're the best, man. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Rich.
The great Chris Long. Love talking to him. Insight, funny, intelligent, just love it. All of it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Lots of phone calls. We'll take some. You ready for a Super Bowl overreaction Monday, Chris?
Come on, Rich. Let's do this.
Hey, baby. What could be more overreactive than the Monday after the Super Bowl? That's next. And your calls, 844-204-RICH. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network is back along with our Roku channel stream. Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, I am. It's furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Nick in Philadelphia. Let's go straight to where it all, I guess, is hurting. What's going on, Nick?
Yeah, hey, Rich. Yeah, I'm hurting today.
Sorry, bud.
Not going to lie. It's a tough day to be an Eagles
fan. I got
to
tell you, man, the Eagles fans to my left and behind me were all literally crying, like real Sirianni national anthem-like tears strolling down their face, to be honest with you, as I was leaving
last night.
Sorry, bud.
Still not done processing this game, but I'm a positive person. I wanted to talk about some positive points moving forward.
Yes.
But before I touch on that, I think, TJ, you hit the nail on the head there. The call was bad, the late penalty there, but let's not let that distract from the fact that the defense really fell apart in the second half. I think Gannon got out-coached by Reed. He didn't make any adjustments. I don't recall us blitzing at all game to get pressure on Mahomes. So really frustrating there, but on the flip side, when you watch Jalen Hurts play yesterday, I mean, quarterback-driven league.
Oh, gosh.
I think we have our guy.
Oh, do you ever? Do you ever?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you ever? Do you ever?
Should be no doubt anymore.
I mean, congratulations. You got him. He's that. Yeah. He's great.
He's him, Rich.
I mean,
he is.
We were a couple plays, maybe a Quez Watkins catching that pass.
Oh, he hit him in the hands.
Talking about Mahomes.
He hit him in the hands. Hurts was Hurts' deep ball on Sunday night, dynamite. He was great. I'm telling you what, man. And then you got the GM who knows how to fix, who knows how to fill the bucket up. They got A.J. Brown on draft night. They used a first-round pick. What are you going to do? You're going to go get Traylon Burks like the Titans and hope that he pans out in time for Jalen Hurts? Or are you going to get some grown-ass man with a huge chip on his shoulder and say, go after it? He's amazing. He's a great. I just hope for you, brother, that Kelsey stays. You know, he stays.
I don't want him to go out like that. Luckily, we did draft his replacement. We have a guy in waiting just in case he does. On Friday, Lane Johnson said he plans on playing for another couple of years. So
great.
I think Nucleus is there. And, hey, we have those draft picks that we don't need to use on a quarterback now.
The
future's bright.
1,000%. 1,000%. Hopefully that's your silver lining playbook. Hey, did you like what I did? Because that movie is about the Eagles in Philadelphia, and that's a silver linings playbook.
Ba-dum-bum.
Right Bradley Cooper was in a commercial with his mom.
Is that right?
Yeah, T-Mobile.
I saw he was at the game last night.
He's the number one Eagles fan.
Yes, he is.
Is he the most famous Eagles fan?
I think that might be Kevin Hart, might be.
Yeah,
I don't know who's more famous out of those two. I don't know.
That's true. You're right.
Oh, boy. All right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We will take your calls because we've got nothing but just us chopping it up for the next couple of hours here. No, an hour and a half. We're at the midway point. This is kind of like we're at the midway point of the show. You're kind of the Rihanna of the Rich Eisen Show on Monday, Chris.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah,
I'll take that.
I mean,
she was awesome.
Bad guy Riri over there.
Wear that outfit. Brock, get that outfit.
Are you ready?
Where's my outfit?
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Chris better have my money.
Super Bowl edition of Overreaction Monday. Hit it.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you guys enjoy the game?
Yeah, we did.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. It was great.
Nice seats, Rich.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No problem.
Must be nice.
All right.
It's also not nice, TJ, that the refs got in the way of what was going to be the best Super Bowl of all time.
So what are you saying? I don't know what's your statement.
That's my overreaction.
What?
The refs got in the way of what was going to be the best Super Bowl of all time.
All right.
73 points. We could have had a potential game-winning or game-tying drive by the Eagles. And the refs just had to insert themselves.
It was still one of the best Super Bowls of all time.
But it wasn't going to be the best.
No. It robbed us
of
a finish. We don't want to see a finish dictated by a flag. And by the way, the Chiefs, let's just put it this way, too, Chris. Remember once upon a time when Andy Reid coached the Eagles, it was all like he cannot manage the clock for his life. Well, Jerick McKinnon slid brilliantly he kept the game and the clock rolling.
Are you giving Andy Reid credit for that?
Forced him. Yes, I am.
Maybe McKinnon did it on his own.
Or they're saying, do not score, because they realized if they get the Eagles to burn their last timeout, they can start rolling the clock down. And what they wound up doing is put the Eagles in the position of having no time left. That was taking advantage of the opportunity from the flag that came down. So they actually ran the clock down smartly, and we should give them credit for that. And what the flag did was robbed us of an opportunity to see the Eagles answer. And that's what the game deserved. That's what the players involved in the game deserved. That's what we as fans were thrilled to watch it deserved. We were robbed potentially of overtime, which would have made this the best Super Bowl ever. Yes, we also don't know what happened. They could have gone 3-and-out with 90 seconds to go.
Maybe.
You know, or 4-and-out.
How come nobody in the Eagles just like threw McKinnon in the end zone? Were they close enough to him to just push him in?
He was smart to slide.
They were letting him score.
Correct. What else you got over there?
All right, how about this one? Despite the loss, I can't believe I haven't heard this mentioned anywhere else today.
Okay, what is this?
Despite the loss, Jalen Hurts should have been Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, it's out of you. You're out of your mind.
He was the best player on the field.
He was, and his statistics are through the roof.
He balled out, man.
His performance is through the roof.
Easily the best player on the field.
I would disagree. I would say the MVP of the league did what he needed to do on a bum ankle.
Mahomes wasn't better than Hurts last night. Like, come on.
You cannot still name Jalen Hurts MVP of that Super Bowl. That is crazy talk. You cannot.
300 yards passing, 3 touchdowns.
I understand what he did statistically was amazing and what he
history.
Did. So, but he also put one on the turf that caused, I mean, that.
That was a big play.
He's going to be the most valuable player of the league, of the game that his team just lost. What else?
Wow, just quick dismissal.
I have dismissed, and I'm glad that Mike.
Wow, that's
changed the music. Wow. A music change punctuated my hand movement.
Interesting.
That I waved off Chris Brockman for those listening. I did dismiss that subject.
Are we bringing back that MTV show? Dating show? Dismissed?
Onward.
My friend was on that.
Get back on the bus.
Okay, then let's just move forward with this. Patrick Mahomes. is going to finish his career with the second most Super Bowl wins.
I could see. That's not an overreaction, brother.
He's
27 with two. He's 27 with two. Okay.
Well, as you know, I have him on my Mount Rushmore already, but I was going to say he's already better than Joe Montana.
Well,
chill. Tranquilo.
Come on now. Right. He still has to do it. He's still got to get it back to do it.
One game for your life, Montana or Mahomes.
Lost the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Who are you taking?
Montana. So Montana had four of them things, and he won them all.
Montana.
All right.
So now I appreciate you saying these things in the midst of over. You're feeling yourself right now.
Well, it's the last one of the year.
You're feeling yourself right now.
You had to go out with a bang, baby.
Let's just say Mahomes is 27. Let's just say he plays till he's 40. That's 13 years.
Okay.
He needs 3 in 13 years to have the most.
The second most.
Yeah, have the most, not named Brady, correct. Right, second most, right. He needs 3 to surpass Bradshaw and Montana, correct.
I'll take that.
So that's what makes this, this is not an overreaction because, you know, I think he's going to have the ability with Reed. I know Andy Reid's told Glazer he's thinking of retiring, which kind of surprised a whole bunch of people. Then he put that to bed quickly in the blush of the confetti last night.
Just one thing to think about.
That's not an overreaction.
He's not going to have Andy Reid for 13 years. He's not going to have Travis Kelce for 13 more years. I just think that's something to consider.
Brady wound up with Gronk. Brady wound up with Edelman. Year, yeah. You know, everyone's just like, what is he going to do without Wes Welker? And what's he going to do without Brandon LaFell?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I'm just saying, I'm just pointing that out. I think Andy Reid being the biggest one, he's not going to have him for 13.
Could you imagine if Brady had Gronk from the get-go? What else, Chris?
All right, speaking of Andy Reid, guys, I think that cements Hall of Fame last night, I think, for
Andy Reid.
Well,
he was cemented Hall of Fame before kickoff even, but what else?
But I'm going to say Andy Reid is one more Super Bowl win away from being on the NFL coaches Mount Rushmore.
You are not lying. Let's put up this. You know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. Hoskins, ready for this? We have this ready because I was going to talk about it later. I want to bring it out now.
We can do it later.
No, let's do it now.
Okay.
Let's do it now. I want to support my statement with statistics.
I'm now interested to see who you guys have in your coaches Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, I want to hear that.
That's why I brought this
up,
TJ.
How does Shula, Belichick, Landry, and Reed suit you for Mount Rushmore? Because they're the only four guys with 200 or more regular season wins and multiple Super Bowls now.
See, there's a name missing there right off the bat, and it rhymes with roll, and it's Chuck Knoll. Like,
dude, 200 or more regular season wins and multiple Super Bowls.
What about Bill Walsh?
There's only four of them. That's it. Shula, Belichick, Landry, and now Andy Reid. And Andy Reid has 247 career wins. He is going to surpass Tom Landry next year. And it's entirely possible he runs down everybody when it's all said and done if he wants to keep going. Andy Reid's only in his early 60s.
64, correct? Right?
Yeah, 64. He did become the fourth oldest coach to ever win the Super Bowl.
I'm saying.
Like, I know, and this ain't easy. This ain't easy, but he's got a team that's going to win anywhere between 11 to 14 wins a year. And then playoffs on top of it.
Playoffs.
I mean, of course you can argue Knoll should be on there and Walsh should be on there. I mean,
Bill Walsh has his own trait.
That's why they always have what? We're entering the Mount Rushmore season, like Big Cat likes to say.
It's almost Mount Rushmore.
You know what I mean? Like, so the reason why it's Mount Rushmore season on shows that talk a lot is because it's an argument-driven concept. But that's not a bad four. Shula, Belichick, Landry, and Reed. And the only... You know, the only way you can get past the velvet ropes onto that Mount Rushmore is you need multiple Super Bowls and 200 or more career wins. What else, Chris?
Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Two best quarterbacks in the NFL, and it's not close.
You got to put Burrow in this mix, brother. Let's not forget what a stone-cold assassin he is.
Why do we have to put Burrow?
If you could say Mahomes and Hurts are the two best quarterbacks in the league, we could have a conversation. When you say it's not even close, stop it. Stop it.
I missed the year that Burrow was second in MVP voting.
Got it. It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. I would choose him to crash the party more than anybody else. Now let's see what Russ is going to cook with Sean Payton, right? In all seriousness, okay, brother, when you said then it's not even close, that's where you lost me. You lost me on the it's not even close.
Well, Mahertz was the best player in the game last night. So what do you mean? You're kicking him out?
Okay. I'm not kicking him out. You say it's not even close. There are people who are close. And one of them is named Joe Burrow. What else, Chris?
The Eagles have the better shot between Chiefs and Eagles to get back to the Super Bowl next year.
Okay, I am not taking this cheese right now. Chris,
for Monday,
do you understand how long of a year it was for me with Chiefs Kingdom? Do you understand how long of a year it was?
How long was it?
I was so patently let down by the Raiders this year. I can't. There's I mean, just take a look at however high up in the air due to whatever the hell they had suspending those platforms last night that Rihanna was. The letdown is not even close to where she finally got that back down to field level. I'm telling you, man, I'm in good shape. I chose the Chiefs to win the AFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. I'm not taking this cheese right now to start discounting them and overlooking them now. Get out of here.
No, I'm just doing math. Like,
get out of here.
You just said Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the league. So,
overreaction. You know, just math. I'm not taking that.
I'm just doing
math. Because they're going to add people, aren't they?
Who is?
The Chiefs.
Who are they going to add?
Any free agent with a brain who wants to go play for a winner. Get out of here. What else? And by the way, all those five rookies they started on defense just got all grown up real fast, didn't they?
Yeah, they played really well in the second half.
Okay.
I know you didn't get to see any of the commercials.
He's trying to get me in trouble with them again. Street and all them.
You don't need that.
I'm feeling
it. We don't need another year of this,
I know you're
Rich,
at the game, didn't see any of the ads, but Rihanna halftime show, way better than the commercials this year.
I didn't see the commercials. All I know is I saw the halftime show. And I don't know what the dancers were doing or wearing. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Were they Chinese weather balloons?
I have no idea. It could be. I don't know. But in the stadium.
Looked awesome on TV. Halftime show.
Spectacular. Yeah. Look at that. This is my picture. This is diamonds in the sky. It's literally diamonds in the sky.
Wow.
And they had everybody light up their phones just for that song. Incredible in the stadium. Superb. In the stadium. And she also didn't she didn't have any special guests. She's like,
I know.
Get out of here.
12 songs.
Well, I guess the special guest was the bun in the oven.
Yeah, nobody knew that.
Nobody knew. So
great show.
Dude, I'm with you. Not an overreaction.
Number 8 on Rolling Stone. Updated today.
All time? What, Prince number 1?
Prince. And you two, they're tied.
Okay.
They're tied.
But they're not tied because Prince is one.
So are you Rolling Stone? Is that because that's an overreaction if you're referring to yourself as Rolling Stone?
I'm just saying. Very good.
Well done, Chris. Round of applause. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Speaking of the Raiders, some news about the Raiders yesterday.
The Raiders.
We'll hit on that. So everybody in Vegas listening to us on Raider Nation Radio, stick around.
Vegas next year.
Vegas is on the clock.
How about that?
Yeah, baby.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Vegas. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move in football and in life. There's the regular season, there's the playoffs, and the playoffs is for you, your job hunt. Monster.com knows that scoring your next job, you'd have to bring your A game, and in order to do that, Monster can help. Monster.com has millions of job openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com's salary calculator, when you score the position, ensures you're paid what you're worth. It is time to get off the sidelines. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt today at Monster.com. Tom in Brea, California. What's up, Tom? Oh, I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. You sound terrible, Tom. What are you on there? Your phone stinks or what?
Is that any better?
Hey! You're sitting here, Tom. What's going on?
What you doing?
Hey, first off, I just want to say, when I discovered you guys on Roku, I have enjoyed the NFL football season so much more than I have. You guys are just great. You have all the insights and stuff that you talk about.
Thank you.
Has really enhanced my enjoyment of watching
it. The benefit of having the Roku channel and Roku devices, sir. Well done. Well done.
It's great. I wanted to talk about is one of the things that it just drives me nuts. Every time I hear watching a sporting event or whatever, when I hear the announcer say, just let them play. Just let them play. To me, the translation of that is, I want the inferior team to have a chance to win the game, so I'm not going to call fouls or penalties or whatever is happening with that. And it just drives me freaking nuts. Rules are rules. If the guy breaks a rule or causes a foul, call it. That's what's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many examples. You know, I can go back. I'm a huge Rams fan, obviously, living in Orange County. But, when the pass interference in the championship game against New Orleans, on that last play, I know the ref was saying, I don't want to be the cause of this. I don't want to be the reason that one team won or the other. So I'm just going to let that foul go.
Tom, I appreciate that. I know exactly what you're saying. Thanks for the call. And keep watching us on the Roku channel. Roku Tom from Brea, California. Hey, man, I totally get it. Call it, see it.
Yeah.
Fire it up. I wish the ref didn't call it. I just wanted to see. But I guess if he's calling James Bradbury inferior, he must have the Debo Samuel. Did you see that? When he went on the I Am Athlete podcast called Bradbury Trash.
The 49ers were doing a lot of talking last week.
They are not happy. They think that they got robbed. Yep. Their flag came in the form of Brock Purdy being knocked out.
Yep.
That's the way they view it. So apparently the word came out that Aaron Rodgers is going into his darkness therapy 4-day stint of being in the dark today.
Darkness.
Pat McAfee just said he's going in tomorrow. And before he goes into darkness, he's going to call in the Pat Show on his Tuesday.
Yep.
And then, again, like I was talking about with Rob Riggle at the end of our week last week, could you imagine the Green Bay Packers in the direction of your franchise? All you're hearing is like, if he wants to stay, great. He looks at us and says he's all in. He's going to be all in. I don't know what that means. Was he not all in last year? If he's going to be all in, great. Then let's do it. If he wants out, great. Just let us know. We kind of need to fire up some of these trades that we got going on here because people are kind of calling us right now to front load getting Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure the Jets are one of them.
I think so.
And the Raiders have to be one of them too. One would think, although you're hearing, hey, McDaniels likes Jimmy G. He wants to have his own guy. He is not going to be taking on Aaron Rodgers at age 40, ring hunting in Vegas and figuring out what he likes to factor in to what he runs, McDaniels runs. Like Jimmy G is that guy. He knows who Jimmy G is and he knows he's going to run exactly what Josh McDaniels wants. I don't know what's true or not. But all I know is the one guy who's, and by the way, Damian Lillard came on NFL Network game day morning.
Yeah, I saw,
and
saw your picture.
He did not stutter. When I asked him, who do you want to be the Raiders quarterback? And his answer was, I'm glad you asked, Rich. Aaron Rodgers. But the one guy who definitely is not is Derek Carr. And Carr this week has to be released or paid $40 million by the Raiders. Clearly the Raiders.
By Wednesday, right?
Raiders are not going to pay him $40
million. Can I take a guess what's going to happen?
Because they sent him home. And so apparently they had a trade all set with the Saints. And the Saints, according to all reports, wanted Derek to negotiate. Yeah, so Derek's right. Like, okay, I'm going to take less to make sure I go to you. And in so doing, the Raiders get compensation for this?
Yeah, nope.
There are two words that apparently, he's a religious man, he won't say.
Right.
We don't have those problems. We would say those words, but his words are pound sand. There's a lot of sand here.
Two words for you.
There's a lot of sand here in this town where Mo Green made something out of it.
Logan Roy likes to say those two words.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sand here.
You can
pound it. And then he'll go find his new home somewhere else, but it ain't going to be Vegas. And, I saw that, and I'm like, salty Derek Carr, attaboy. Like, okay, so we're going to all make a deal? Because I'm supposed to love New Orleans so much? I love New Orleans so much that I'll go to them the day after I'm released. And then we'll talk about the contract with the men. If they want to renegotiate it and I really want to go there, great. Let's just have me released. I'm not giving you You're not going to get a damn draft choice out of the team I'm going to.
Right. I respect their cards.
After you sent me home for Christmas? Literally. Christmas Eve, where he threw those interceptions in Pittsburgh. And they decided to fly him home and say, stay home. We're going to start Jared Stidham the rest of the year to see what we have in him.
Yuck.
You know what they have in him? That was... This entire time, I'm like, you're hearing the Raiders saying, yeah, well, I think we can make a deal with him. We can trade him. Get out of here. Because if you're going to acquire Derek Carr, I mean, you're going to want your own contract with him. You're not just going to accept whatever's coming from another team. Nuh-uh. Derek, you choose us. We choose you. We'll make a deal. And Derek's like, sounds good to me. Part of that deal, one thing's not part of the deal, is the Raiders getting better in any way, shape, or form. By the way, using draft capital from the team I'm joining, that's one extra guy right. I might not be playing with.
No dice.
Get out of here.